عن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من نذر أن يطيع الله فليطعه ومن نذر أن يعصي الله فلا يعصيه. رواه البخاري. In this hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches us one important matter of deen by which we can benefit very greatly in various aspects. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a person who makes mannat, man nazara, and mannat is one great aspect of deen also. Especially, usually when we have some problems, we make a mannat. That if this work of mine gets done, if somebody is ill, that person gets shifa. Any other work that we have a problem, a person makes a mannat, a vow, that I will do so and so act. Like for example, I will read so many rakats of namaz. I will give so much money out in charity. I will keep so many rozas, etc. So when a person makes such a mannat, and which is to obey Allah Ta'ala and yuti Allah, that is in the obedience of Allah, a good vow, a good mannat, فَلْيُطِعْهُ, then that person should follow the through that and he should complete it. In the air, one important thing is, in desperation, many times a person does make such a vow. And when that problem is removed, then he completely forgets about it. He even forgets about the vow, the nazar that he made. So it is important when a person does make such a vow, then he should try and note it down. Because once that problem is gone, then we sort of completely forget that we have made that nazar, that vow. Then he must complete that, what was in the obedience of Allah, for something good which he made a vow. وَمَنْ نَظَرَ أَنْ يَأْصِيَ اللَّهِ, and a person who makes a mannat, he takes a vow to disobey Allah Ta'ala. And this also happens. Like for example, a person is angry with somebody, and not for the sake of deen, for some dunya's matter. He takes a vow, I will never speak to you again. Or he takes some other vow. Sometimes some people make some vow, I will never make namaz again, na'uzu billah, or anything like that. If a person takes a wrong vow, فَلَا يُعْصِيهِ, then in that case the person should not be disobedient to Allah Ta'ala. He should break that vow, and whatever the penalty is for breaking a vow which a person made, he should pay that penalty, but he should not fulfill that wrong vow, that I've taken a vow and now I must fulfill it. Like we read about Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha previously, when her nephew spoke that she is spending too much in the path of Allah and she doesn't spend upon herself. She took a vow that she will not speak to him again. But afterwards, when he interceded and he asked other Sahaba to intercede, and then they spoke to her, encouraged her, then she understood and she broke that vow, and she gave in compensation 40 times more than what was necessary. She set free 40 slaves for that. And whenever she would think about it again later, she would cry very profusely also. So if a person takes a good vow to do a good thing and in the obedience of Allah Ta'ala, then that person should go make sure that he fulfills that vow. So much so that if a person had forgotten and he remembers again, it is necessary to write it down in our will also, that I made so and so vow, that if this work of mine gets done, I will go for Hajj, I will send somebody for Hajj, etc. Then it is necessary to write it down in the will also, so that it can be paid out from there and that vow can be fulfilled. And if a person takes a vow to do something wrong, in the disobedience of Allah, he should not carry out that vow of his, but he should pay the penalty and he should not do anything against the commandments of Allah Ta'ala.